Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Miles. Recently, we've seen a lot of news articles criticizing the NCAA and member institutions about hiring practices for minority coaches in football. Is this a problem, Dr. Brand?
It is a very serious problem, and it's a frustrating problem, too, because we have not been making the kind of progress that I think we ought to make. It's a problem about which I spoke many times in the last 4 years that I've been here, but nonetheless, it's proved to be very close to intractable at this point.
What is the national office's role in helping member institutions identify candidates?
You know, that's a very important question, Josh. I'm glad you pointed to that. The media and some others get confused about what the NCAA is. There is the national office, which are the people in Indianapolis, and then there are members. In the case of hiring and firing coaches and others in their athletic departments, the members have full autonomy in that regard. They also keep to their own autonomy the use of their funds and what kind of resources they will spend, whether it's coaches' salaries or others. So while the NCAA national office has some opportunity to have input on, for example, academic reform, there are other areas, hiring and firing and salaries and other monetary issues that are entirely in the province of the individual institutions.
Professional football has had similar problems in the past, but in recent years been quite successful in hiring a diverse group of coaches. The comparisons are inevitable. What's our role here?
It's interesting. In the case of the NFL, they institute what's called the Rooney Rule after the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers team. And what the Rooney Rule really does is focus in on the process for hiring. It's a best practice. It's not a mandate, although the national NFL office does have the ability, the commission has the ability to fine teams that don't follow this best practice. But what it essentially does is say that when you are looking for a head coach, you have to include an interview of a minority member in your final group. And the NFL has done that. I think in only one case they haven't. And they've seen some significant changes as a result. Interestingly, the NCAA has the functional equivalent to the Rooney Rule. It has the same effect. It's a hiring report card by the Black Coaches Association, BCA, and that's been in effect for 3 years. In fact, over the last 3 years, the average of the final interviewees, 30% have been African American, and that's quite a remarkable increase from what we saw before that. Now, while there is no financial penalty brought to bear, the BCA hiring report card is very detailed, and those results are made public. And the public pressures of that report card, I think, have in fact changed the hiring process. But here's the key point. Unlike the NFL, even though we've changed the hiring process, we've not seen the results.
You are speaking to a congressional subcommittee tomorrow. What are some of the things that you expect to happen?
Well, there's a congressional subcommittee whose chair is Congressman Rush from Illinois, and frankly, I'm very pleased that he's called this subcommittee hearing because it gives an opportunity, I think, to air in public this very important issue. And so we will be talking about this, not just me, but the other panelists will be talking about the hiring of African-American football coaches, primarily in Division I, but also in Division II and III, which are also experiencing similar hiring problems.
Do you think we're taking the right steps here? The conversation, you alluded to the BCA report card, is very public. Are these conversations the one that can really change the practices?
I think it'll help by shining light on it and have people, particularly those who are engaged in the hiring process and the decision-making, look more carefully at it. The fact of the matter is it's very complicated in the case of a college hiring for a head coach compared to, say, the NFL, which may only involve or primarily involve the owner and the general manager. But in the case of the college ranks, it involves the board of directors, the president, an athletic director, other constituencies that might have input, and any consultation or in fact, any consultants they use, a hiring team of consultants. And there are such folks out there, headhunters for coaches. The NFL doesn't do it that way. So it's a much more complex affair. Having said that, it seems to me that what are the next steps beyond getting the process of interviewing right, which I think we've already accomplished that. And it's a mistake to continue to focus on that, because I think the BCA report card has done that. What else is missing? I think there are a couple things. We need to be able to make sure that these talented African-American coaches have an opportunity to be part of the informal network before the hiring is made. I think that's critical. I think we must provide the kind of background, not just in X's and O's, if you like, but all that's involved in being a head football coach, which is a very complex job. And the NCAA has been helpful in that in terms of providing expert coaches academies. And so has the NFL and the AFCA, and we're beginning to see some coaches hired who, in fact, have gone through that. I think we also have to make sure that there's a good opportunity for the coaches to present themselves to athletic directors and others, and get those individuals who actually make the decisions past the point of view of being risk adverse on this.
All right, well, an important topic, and one that we will follow on the AA's own. Safe travels to Washington tomorrow.
Thank you, Josh.